Alright, we are about to begin game number 2 of the second semifinal of the BGN Invitational Tournament 2 between Killa Ace and Dace Destrozo. Killa Ace at this point has a 1-0 lead in this best of 5 series. And as soon as the two players verify that they are ready to go, we'll get this game underway. And we are now underway. Both players selected random as their race choice for the second straight game. Killa Ace is yellow, and Dace Destrozo is teal. Dace Destrozo is in the bottom left corner of the map. Killa Ace is on the complete diagonal corner in the top right. Dace Destrozo is Terran.
And it looks like now we have
Killa Ace is
Protoss.
And, Zarek, what do you think about this matchup with Dace Destrozo's Terran versus Killa Ace's Protoss?
Okay, well, Dace's Terran is supposedly his strongest. I guess I haven't really seen it in action before, but you know, Dace is a solid player, so if they say that his Terran is his best, I'm sure it's going to be quite solid. And we've already seen Killa's Protoss in action, and we saw that it was pretty good. So I think this is going to be an interesting matchup. And, of course, the lag is being blamed on Canada. So good job.
Blame Back Canada. Blame. All right, enough singing. Neither player has done a lot. Real exciting at this point in the map. Killa's has got his pylon going in the top right. Dace Destrozo has a supply depot in the process of being constructed. Back to you.
Okay, well, since nothing seems to be going on right now, I wish to make a small inquiry here, and that is if we are in fact going to make a big deal out of whoever comes in the last place matchup. More so than we will be broadcasting the final winners of this tournament here. You know, I remember I had suggested at one point that that we do a broadcast for the battle for last place that outshines the battle for first place. But I don't know whether or not you decided to take that to heart. So are we going to do something like that, or?
It's an excellent idea. I think what we'll have to do is during the championship series next week, we'll have to vote upon who the two participants will be in the series for the second to last place. We might as well do that over a two-day period the week after. Might not be a bad idea. Again, it depends on who we have as our two competitors. However, people are not...
No, Ram, I mean it. The battle for last place. It's a title that that only one person can hold, and it's an important spot. It's well recognized.
All right, now, anyways, in the game that we're having going on, Killa Ace has two gateways being produced, and he also has his assimilator going as well. Dace Destrozo has blocked off the very tiny choke point that he has at the top of his map. He's got a barracks and one supply depot at that point. He also has a refinery back in his main base. I'll send it back to you.
Okay, at this point, it looks like Killa has already put out two gateways, and he's getting a cybernetics core so that he can get some dragoons. At this point, Dace is now building a factory, so it looks like he's probably going to. Looks like he's probably going to go with a standard metal strategy against Protoss. Back to you.
Dace Destrozo has a factory being built, and Killa Ace has one zealot sneaking through versus three marines of Dace Destrozo's. Very exciting battle there. One marine is gone, and the zealot is now retreating back towards his own main base. And the two marines look defiantly happy at that point. Boy, what an exciting first battle. Back to you.
Okay, well, unfortunately, I don't think that first I don't think that first marine actually had to die. So, it's unfortunate that he did. But at least they fought back that early scouting zealot to make sure that Killa didn't have any more information that he needed to have. And at this point, it looks like now he is Killa that is cranking a couple of dragoons, and he's trying to kill Dess's scouts to return the earlier fending off of scouts. And it looks like he's now sending his little strike force back across the map, possibly to try and break down this wall that Dess has created. Back to you.
And what a wall it is. One barracks and a supply depot with space right in between. But Thesis also has beautifully designed and a nice curve there. Four Marines and an SCV going to block off the area. It's important to note, though, back at Killa's main base, he has built a third gateway along with that cybernetics core. Dace Estrosa looks like he's also in the mood to expand in this game, as he has a command center being built way away from his own base. And here comes that attack force of Killa Aces, of three Dragoons and one Zealot versus the Dace Estrosa wall of a barracks, an SCV, four Marines, and now a tank in siege mode. Oh, well, excuse me, now there's two SCVs ready to defend. Killa Ace has now fortified his position pretty close to that main choke point. Four Dragoons and a Zealot, with two more Dragoons on the way. And Dace Estrosa, for some reason, lifted his barracks.
Oh, it looks like there's an unfortunate timing.
Allowing Killa's an opportunity to come through, but Killa's did not take it. Back to you.
It looks like Dace needs to close that door pretty quickly, and it looks like he did, but Kill almost had a chance to make a major incursion into Dess's base, so I think Dess got pretty lucky right there. And it looks like right now, Dess is trying to build a bunker to better plug up this area here, and Killa just killed off the SCV that was building the bunker, and now Dess is back to building another bunker. And at this point, it's important to note that Killa has created a robotics facility, and he's probably going to try and drop behind this wall at some point very soon. And now it looks like Dess is slowly floating parts of a new expansion over his wall, and will soon be settling at his natural that's just north of his choke point. Back to you.
However, Killa Ace noticed that quite quickly, and he sends his little strike force to take care of that command center that was put at Dace Estrosa's natural. I'm not quite sure really what Dace Estrosa is doing at this point, as he moved his barracks out of position to block up his choke point, although now he has three siege tanks lined up in a diagonal format to give him a little bit of fortification. That command center's down to 153 health, and of course, being in the red is falling. 70, 69, 68, 48, 28. Looks like it might just survive, and it will. And Killa Ace's first strike force disappears by those three tanks. As Killa Ace was trying to focus on destroying the command center, he let those tanks kill those dragoons. That might have bought Dess a little bit of extra time to maybe even fortify that expansion there. And Killa Ace decided to counter with his own expansion at his own natural, immediately below his main base. Back to you.
Okay, so at this point, it's become painfully clear that Dess is going for a metal strategy here. But I'm kind of curious. What do you think that Killa can do in order to counter this metal? So far, it looks like he's lost some, a pretty big chunk of his attack force to those tanks in siege mode, and, apparently now Dess is teching for observers, and, Killa is teching for observers, and while Dess is pushing his expansion, and he's slowly inching out of his base at this point.
Dace Estrosa has now established his defensive position further out to protect his new natural expansion that is immediately to the top right of his main base. Now, one thing that I was thinking that Killa Ace could do is that Desastroso's main base is very, very poorly defended. There's one missile turret back there. He could sneak a couple of, perhaps, Dark Templars back there to destroy that mineral set there, or even a couple of Reavers. Of course, we all know about my fanatical thoughts about Reavers, so it's not really too surprising. Kilahayes has a couple of observers coming on the way, which is a staple of his game. His information is power to him. And, see, it looks like Desastroso is also going to expand to his second neutral expansion. This one, slightly above to the right as well. So Desastroso is now going to have three bases going versus Kilahayes only having two. Back to you.
It's interesting to note at this point that the Des hasn't tried to upgrade any of his weapons or armor at this point, and it looks like Killa is upgrading, most likely upgrading weapons at this point. So I think Des is going to have to pay more attention to his upgrades to, you know, if he wants to keep up with Killa on a technological level here. Meanwhile, Killa has just positioned an observer outside of Des's first expansion, and it looks like Des is cranking a lot of tanks here, but strangely enough, I guess no vultures to set up some minefield traps. And it looks like Killa has followed Des's lead and is now putting out a second expansion. All the while gathering forces at about the center of the map in preparation for, it looks like, what is soon to be a battle here. And back to you.
Very good timing. Desastroso's got a group of 8 tanks and 4 marines, and he had a vulture there as well, taking out a group of about 7 dragoons and a couple of zealots. And the tanks are disappearing one by one to that group of dragoons. It looked like Desastroso picked the wrong time to be a little bit aggressive. Desastroso is trying to reestablish some sort of defensive position. He's got 2 tanks spread out pretty well, and it looks like he's going to try to use his 2 buildings as a little bit of a wall at the second main ramp into his base. To those of you that don't know the map Azalea that well, each of the players basically has 2 neutral expansions that connect from a small, basically, choke point. And both players have now established both of their neutral expansions at this point. And I'll send it back to you.
Okay, well, it looks like both sides felt some pretty big losses there, although I think the amount of losses was slightly disproportionate on Des's side, as he only came out of that with a couple of tanks. And it's important to note that there is a difference between neutral expansions and natural expansions, but I'm just teasing a little bit there. In any case, it looks like Des is now really cranking a lot of factories here and in preparation for mass production of what most likely seems to be, I guess, vultures at this point, since he doesn't have any machine shops on a lot of these. So, back to you.
Neutral, natural, who cares at 1 a.m. in the morning? That vulture drop that you claimed was going to be a vulture drop was actually 2 siege tanks that have both been sieged at Killa Ace's top leftmost neutral expansion. Here comes his Kilahayes' speed zealots, but Desastroso very calmly takes those 2 tanks and now decides to move into the main base of Kilahayes. Kilahayes has 3 High Templars as well at that spot, and the zealots move pretty quickly to counter. The siege tanks got a couple of shots off, but they didn't do any damage of any sort. So it looks like at this point, Desastroso is just being an annoyance. Kilahayes, in response, is building photon cannons to protect the mineral line of his natural expansion. There we go, I said it correct this time. Back to you.
Okay, well, it looks like he went back for round 2 to with his tanks to drop that natural expansion. And I believe he just fired at a probe and left when he saw that there were 2 zealots that were guarding the base. At this point, it looks like he's scouting up north for, I'm not sure what reason. Possibly he wants to expand there at some point in the future. Although he's doing that with a dropship that could be well employed somewhere else. And it looks like now Killa has decided to move an observer into that place and is monitoring that for future use. And Killa is now moving a shuttle over towards the west, and it looks like he will soon be dropping behind the plateau wall over here. And no, instead it looks like he's going directly for Ness's main expansion here. And he goes for a High Templar drop with a couple of Zealots, and there's no action coming from those Templar yet. Okay, now there's a Psionic Storm, and it manages to take out a pretty good chunk of Dessus workers. And he seems to be reaping maximum benefit for minimum input, and all the while, it looks like Dess has dropped Killa's other expansion, and is trying to take that out, and Killa is quickly trying to counter, so we have a lot of concurrent drops going on here. I'm back to you.
That shouldn't surprise either one of us that we're having a lot of action going around the map. One interesting thing to note is that a lot of these Killa's observers are flying around the map like a bunch of mosquitoes. Rather annoying, but gives them quite a bit of information about any of Desastroso's movements. That third expansion of Killa Aces, I'm going to call a neutral expansion because it's in the middle of the map. So I'm actually going to use the term that I've been misusing before. Here comes Desastroso with a force of about, I think that was 8 tanks. Of course, the barracks has decided to hide, I think, 2 of them. And Desastroso finally eliminated the High Templar at his neutral expansion. And here comes Desastroso on the counterattack up the middle of the map. Desastroso's got his force of 8 tanks in siege mode. His vultures are trying to place mines, but I hate to say this, but this isn't going to turn out very good for Desastroso, as those tanks are going to disappear just like that. As that force of 8 tanks is now down to a 2. Although that one Spider-Man did a good job killing a couple of Zealots from Killa Ace. There goes one of the other siege tanks, and I think the last one's going to disappear as well. And since Desastroso has his 2 buildings blocking that main uplifted, Desastroso's going to be able to cut right through without a problem. And I'll send it back to you.
Okay, it looks like Des is now desperately trying to crank units to back at his main base to try and compensate for the massive losses that he suffered in that battle. Unfortunately, his tank placement was a little bit too closely spaced, and so the majority of his tanks were taken out by a psionic storm, followed immediately by a couple of speed zealots. And it looks like Des is not, like his micro is having not much desired effect. Right now, he's desperately trying to fight off an incursion by Killa here, and it looks like he's meeting that goal with some success, as he has managed to destroy most of the attack force and has them on the run, and he is now laying a minefield in the center of the map. All the while, he has dropped that neutral expansion yet again, and it looks like he's lost a dropship that had possibly 2 siege tanks in it, which is not good for a drop like that. Back to you.
Yeah, the effectiveness of that drop was not very effective because there wasn't a lot of probes there, and it really was not a major producer of money yet for Killa Ace at this point. In my opinion, he probably should have tried to go further in, try to do more damage to the more established expansions, but hey, what do I know? I'm just a strategist. Anyway, Desastroso's got a group of about, let's see here, 5 siege tanks and a force of 9 vultures waiting to do some damage. Of course I think I'm a strategist. Well, who else wouldn't be? Someone's got to do the job, anyway. Sorry about that. Snipers decided to distract me, as usual. At this point, though, Desastroso should probably expand, as Killa Ace has the advantage on him at this point. Thank you, Ramvid. Back to you, Zorak.
Yeah, it looks like right now both sides have managed to deplete their main their main mineral lines completely, although it looks like there is a group of at least 10 SCVs that Des just has sitting there when they could be at another expansion making money for him, which is unfortunate. At this point, it looks like there's a major offensive going off in the center of the map, and it looks like Des is coming out on top, managing to destroy about 6 Dragoons and a few Zealots, and now he is pressing his advantage and moving up towards towards Killa's neutral expansion, and he is now trying to use a ploy to lead the Dragoons into his minefield, but the Dragoons did not follow, and right now it looks like some of Des's mines have detonated and killed a couple of Dragoons there, and now Des is laying waste to that neutral expansion with his siege tanks, and it's looking like he's bringing up the pressure a bit on Killa now. Back to you.
Yep, Killa Ace decided to drop a zealot in the, basically the bottom right of Desastroso's fortification attack, I'll call it, I suppose. He had two groups of tanks, although that was a pretty bad spot for that mine as it destroyed two of his tanks that were in a pretty favorable position. Desastroso is still, however, firing at that neutral expansion. And it looks like Killa Ace's natural expansions are next on the target list. Ha ha ha, I finally learned my lesson from the words, huh? Major battle still going on in the middle, another minefield for Killa Ace to go through, and I'll send it back to you.
It's interesting to note that at the beginning of this game it looked like it could go either direction, and then it looked like the tables had turned and that Killa was about to win, but now it looks like Des has managed to bounce back in full force, and he is now taking the fight to Killa Ace's bases, and he is now putting significant pressure on him. At this point, he seems to be cranking tanks from two of his factories, and he has quite a few mines going on and is taking out several Zealots. He is pulling all of this off quite successfully. Back to you.
Killa Ace, in the process of all of this excitement in the middle of the map, has decided to expand to the top left neutral expansion, which Desastroso might not know that Killa Ace has expanded to. That might be a key thing to keep an eye on later on. Killa Ace's observers are... Oh, how about that? How convenient. Des decided to do the same thing in the bottom right corner of the map.
They seem to be mirroring.
So these two are mirroring each other. Very nice. Since I didn't notice that, I'll send it back
to
you.
Unfortunately, it looks like Hill has found Des's other expansion.
That's the power of those observers
finally coming into effect.
Sorry,
to interrupt.
Go ahead. It's
okay, well, in any case, it looks like that lone Zealot is trying to make mincemeat out of that command center there, and Des has decided to put an end to this insolence and kill the Zealot on the spot with a group of about 5 vultures there. And he is now, it seems that he is now fully in control of, he was fully in control of the center of the map and the bridge is here. He has a rather large minefield and had some favorable tank placement, but unfortunately some of the mines ran in and destroyed some of his tanks. It looks like Killa is trying to establish a foothold back in the center of the map, and Des is doing his best to fight it off, and he is experiencing some degree of success here, managing to take out several of Dragoons in the process, but all the while suffering fairly heavy casualties himself. Back to you.
It's pretty much what we expected when we started off this series tonight. Just masses of forces converging in the middle. Desastroso establishes a foothold. Killa Ace comes back, destroys that foothold. Back and forth, back and forth. Ramvid put it quite well. Insane macro management indeed. Take a look at those two expansions that have been built in the two other corners of the map. Desastroso's got a ton of SCVs at that one in the bottom right, while Killa Ace has a mere 3 at his new neutral expand. His new, well, you could call it a neutral natural if you really want to. How about that?
A neutral natural.
Yeah, like, I'm making up words now. It's 1 a.m. What do you expect? Killa Ace has decided to fortify.
Unfortunately, it looks like.
Killa Ace decided to fortify his neutral natural on the top left with 3 photon cannons in a beautiful triangle formation. And since you seem so eager to talk, I will hand the mic over to you.
I'm sorry. Okay. It looks like quite a few of Death's SCVs are going to waste at the moment as they're just sitting there, and he's going to have to expand again and start cranking more units if he wants to press his advantage here. And hopefully, it looks like Death is about to find out about... Oh, but he just went past the top expansion by our friend Killa here, but hopefully if Death decides to pull his vultures back, he will see that there is a little surprise for him there, and he will put that base out of commission as soon as possible. Back to you.
It's important to note that Destestroso's main base in the one natural expansion of his, yes, I'll get these two straight eventually, I promise you, is completely out of minerals, and the second natural expansion in the bottom left is also quite out. So that one base that he had that is being demolished by a group of 5 Dragoons and 2 Zealots is pretty important in my opinion. Although Desastroso has decided to now expand to the bottom right main base to perhaps offset that a tiny bit, as Desastroso decides to push towards Killa Ace's first natural expansion. Desastroso's got a group of 5 vultures leading the way. Killa Ace only has a couple of dragoons protecting it. Here come the tanks in support, but here comes a second force of 4 dragoons and 5 zealots to help out. And we have another battle occurring here at Killa Ace's base. Those dragoons are now mincemeat, and Desastroso is able to push the advantage, and it looks like he will be able to do quite a bit of damage to Killa Ace's first natural expansion. Killa Ace tries to bring some of his forces that were attacking earlier from the back, but that back force is destroyed. But Killa Ace responds with another force. As I said, force after force after force. It's tough to keep track of all these forces. And a huge battle continues to continue. How informative. I'll send it back to you.
Okay, well, it looks like Des is now pressing his advantage quite a bit, and he had started a major incursion, as SD had covered, but it looks like that incursion was a maneuver of vengeance, if you will, as Killa managed to destroy one of Des's earlier expansions, and he has now laid waste to one of Killa's expansions here, and it looks like he will soon be pressing his advantage yet again. It looks like it will only be a matter of a few, maybe a minute or two, before he decides to lay into Killa's main base here. I think at this point, though, if he were to take out that expansion that Killa has set up, he could very well end the game in his favor. Back to you.
Yeah, things are actually looking on the up and up for Mr. Desastroso. Desastroso now has his expansion established in the bottom right corner, and has also established another base immediately above his first natural expansion at a neutral natural. Ching. Desastroso's got a group of about, let's say, about 8 vultures that are, again, mining the center of the map. Although that force that was attacking, that destroyed Killa Ace's first natural expansion, no longer exists. So we're in another interesting spot, although it looks like Desastroso still has the advantage despite that loss. Back to you.
Okay, it looks like Des is now finally laying into this neutral natural expansion, and will soon be utterly destroying it. He's laying waste to a few cannons and is now seems to be focusing more on the on the Nexus here. I guess a more important target would actually be the probes there, but it looks like DES has now expanded in a couple of new locations. Most notably, he's created another expansion at where he was earlier when his expansion was destroyed, and he has now expanded at a location that's close to the center of the map in the 6 o'clock position. Not 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I'm sorry. And he's taken out Killa's last expansion there, and unless Killa finds a way to expand somewhere soon, he is going to lose this game. Back to
you. Yeah, at this point, Killa Ace has absolutely no money coming in, except for these few probes that are taking the long trek from the main base to the first neutral expansion, which is really going to slow down the input and intake of Killa Ace's minerals. And just for the record, too, income would work, too. Just for the
Influx.
Record, too.
Influx.
Zorak will learn about his, you know, about his hours on the clock, and I will learn about neutrals and naturals. This is just an aberration. We are trained professionals, I promise you. Killa...
Well, I don't use an analog clock.
Yeah, I know. Digital clocks are better anyway.
And telling time by angles is strange.
I know, even for us math type people, I know. I'll send it back to you.
I prefer Cartesian coordinates to polar anyways.
And on that note, I'll send it back to you.
Okay, well, it looks like Killa is now making a move of desperation here. Sending his forces to try and throw Des off balance, but it looks like it's not having a whole lot of effect as he just destroyed an expansion that Des wasn't even using, and it looks like Des is now rolling through the center of the map with a force of about 4 tanks and 3 vultures. And at this point, I am not certain that that Killa has much chance to win anymore. Back to you.
Yeah, at this point, Des looks like he is in a pretty good spot, but then again, who are we to doubt Killa Ace in a game like this? After all, he's only undefeated in the tournament so far. Desastroso's got a force, however, of 5 tanks moving in to try to protect his neutral expansion in the middle of the map. At the 9 o'clock position. 4 Dragoons are there trying to do the damage. Here comes some Vultures to add some support to destroy these Dragoons, and those Dragoons disappear. Killa Ace is trying to reestablish his own base, which is a necessity at this point, as he's got absolutely very little money coming in. So he's trying to reestablish his expansion at the 3 o'clock position. Things are looking pretty good for Des. Back to you.
Well, seeing the masses of units that are being produced on both sides here, it's strange to note that that Des has opted to stay at 2 armor and 2 weapons upgrades. Seeing as how he has quite a few units that he's massing all at once, you'd think that he would choose to upgrade them again to get more, I guess, bang for his buck. For lack of a better terminology. As for judgment as to whether or not Killa can bounce back at this point, I think we can do a pretty good job saying what the outcome of this game is, because, you know, he has not yet expanded anywhere, and it's only a matter of time before he runs out of money. At this point, building up another attack force would be foolhardy, since Des can simply just crank more tanks, and it wouldn't even matter if he lost all of them, because he could easily build them back by this point. Back to you.
Yep, I 100% agree. That expansion that Killa Ace tried to build at the 3 o'clock position no longer exists. So, and Sniper, one of our many loyal observers, disagrees with the analysis from Zorak. Very interesting. Killa Ace has a group of 4 Dragoons coming to destroy, to try attempt to destroy Desastroso's expansion at the 9 o'clock position. However, Daces Trozo has that pretty well fortified with three tanks guarding the mineral line and a couple of mines that are in a pretty good spot to handle those dragoons. And Killace's force is gone, and that was probably a good part of the remaining money that Killace had at this point. Back to you.
Okay, at this point it looks like it's only a matter of not even 5 minutes before this game is over. I'm not entirely certain why Des has decided to come in and lay waste to kill his base just yet, but rest assured it will happen sooner or later. At this point, I think Killa is just trying his best to be annoying. I mean, not necessarily to the commentators or to the audience, but to Hades. And it looks like Killa has decided to concede the game. So, and there you have it.
And actually, in favor of Ace Estroso, there's the GG, to quote him. Ace Estroso wins game number 2 to tie the series up at 1 game apiece in 36 minutes and 9 seconds on the map Azalea. And the scores, Ace Estroso with a score of 199,369 versus Killa Ace's score of 179,733. Overall, it was a pretty even game, but Ace Estroso was finally able to take advantage and hand Killa Ace his first loss of the BGN Invitational Tournament 2. Zorak, any thoughts about what we've just witnessed? And we witnessed quite a bit in 36 minutes.
Well, I figured that if anybody would be able to pull off a win versus Kill Ace, it would most likely be Death. Granted, I'm a little bit biased because I'm friends with Death, but from what I had seen, he's certainly a good player, and Darren was his strongest race. I'm not entirely certain what Killa's strongest race was, but he did play a fairly solid Protoss, to his credit. And, I guess, unfortunately, towards the end of the game, he just, didn't have any expansions left and, was unable to bounce back from several hard-hitting attack on Dess's part. Back to you.
And our winner of game number 2 has entered back into the room. And we'll see if we can get a couple of words out of Dace Estroso in this game 2 victory. Dace Estroso, you've just handed Killa Ace his first loss in the BGN Invitational Tournament 2. How do you feel?
I feel unsickly great and unsickly tired.
What do you think was the key to the game?
Definitely, map management. That was one big part. And, positioning maybe too. Excuse me for my short answers.
That's okay. I know this is a long 38-minute game. I understand. I'm not expecting huge responses, especially after I mixed up neutral and natural throughout the last broadcast, so don't worry about that at all. Zorak, any questions you've got for Dace Estroso?
Well, I guess I was just wondering why you decided not to upgrade to third-tier weapons and armor for your units when you were building so many of them. You know, they could have been a little bit more effective against Killa if you had upgraded a bit more.
I thought I did it, so it seemed that I just forgot about it. I thought I had already 3-3. Well, that's it.
So, will that be all for you this evening, or are you going to continue the series, or what?
I think I should make a break, and make a date with Killa Ace when to meet again and make the last that's okay for you too.
So you're gonna make a date with him, huh? Are you gonna take him out to dinner first?
No, straight to the blowjob.
You have a confession to make to your girlfriend.
No. No, no.
Now that's a natural neutral if I ever heard one.
Who's that blowjob?
Oh, God.
Excuse me. I am tired.
Natural expansion. Oh, that just has a new turn. I mean, a whole new meaning now.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Now you've
game?
Really done it.
Was that game... Excuse me?
Never mind.
Okay. Was that game more entertaining for you?
There certainly was a lot of action. It was more entertaining than the first game.
Okay.
And
least.
No, it's not because you won. Just keep that in mind.
No. Yes.
I think there was a little bit less action going on here in this game than in the very first game that we broadcasted between you two. But then again, you know, there was a lot more choke points in this map, so most of the action was going on in one place, which was namely the dead center in the map.
Well, yes. Yes.
Yeah, although it is pretty cool that, you know, like, you'd be attacking in one place and trying to drop one of his expansions in another, and, you know, he was also doing the same thing to you at the same time, so,
yes.
You know, it makes me wonder how y'all are able to multitask like that and pull off concurrent attacks.
They cheat.
Now you just send your drop. Yes, we cheat.
It's called cheating. Get used to it.
Exactly, yeah.
Map hack.
Just for the record, BGN Radio does not support map hacks in any regard. All right, let's keep going.
Okay, they have skills with a Z. That clearly explains it.
Now that's a natural neutral there. That's not a neutral natural. The Z, you know, that's the natural neutral, neutral natural. We all understand, right?
Of course.
Shut up, sniper. I've just been lying to say that all night.
When shall we meet? SD, you were saying that this is Kill Ace's first loss in the BGN tournament. Now, is it this tournament or in his track record of the past three tournaments that we've
played?
Just
this one. Overall, now that pushes him to 47-8.
Wow, that's a really good record.
This is now 26-6, just for the record as well.
Yeah, that's also a fairly
both
good record.
Both those are in the high 80%. Records usually don't mean much, but in this case, it probably works pretty good.
Yes, I suppose that my record hovers somewhere around a grand total of 10%.
Well, mine's probably like 20%, so don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Well, make me feel bad by stating that you have twice the amount of wins that I do, or twice the ratio of wins to losses.
Then again, I really haven't calculated, so I probably don't.